Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, all of you, to this broadcast. Just as we know, this is a moment for every believer that are struggling with time in trying to fulfill our destiny in life. And that without no wasting of time, just like the topic we are going to discuss tonight, which is tagged as the audacity of time. The audacity of time, that we relate it to God of all time. God is beyond time. He created time, but is outside time, but created time to process every potential for we, his creature. We are going to have our dear brother. He's a minister of God who is going to give us some enumeration, because it's very far acknowledging about Word of God and time, about this audacity of time. So we are going to welcome my brother from Virginia Beach. Pastor John Olukani. He's a pastor, a counselor, like I've been talking about. And he has a divine anointing and the calling of God upon his life. So as God is going to use him to elaborate about this mysterious, unstoppable creature of God, time. What can we do with time? How can we approach this creature, time, as God created it, to be able to guide us in fulfilling our destiny? I'm now welcoming my friend, my father, my pastor, Pastor John Olukani, onto the show. Welcome, and God bless your ministration. Welcome, sir.
You are the greatest teacher and the greatest rabbi. We ask, Lord, to teach us your word, have your way, and that which you want us to understand, give it to us, Lord, this moment, as we pray together in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This evening, I welcome every one of us into this blog talk radio show, and I want to thank God the opportunity has given to me even to speak, even at this point. We know that God is the author of everything, and we pray that if there's going to be any form of distraction, any principalities and power that will not allow us to understand the mind of God concerning this, the power, our Lord God, will put them into bottomless speech in the time like this, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. From the text that was given to me in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. To everything, there is a season and time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to read, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time to war, and a time of peace. The word, from what we have read this evening, the word audacity of time, which has been given to us to look into as people of God. I believe many of us, by the grace of God, we are knowledgeable in this very topic. I believe many of us, we are well learned in this topic. We understand this topic. But one thing I believe is that God is the author of wisdom and is able to give us something new every day, inasmuch we submit ourselves to his understanding. And that is what important this evening. There's nothing I want to say that nobody else has probably heard. There's nothing that I want to present that nobody has ever listened to. But I still believe that God, the author of knowledge and wisdom, is able to deposit something new into our life even this evening. The word audacity of audacity, when I was looking at it, it means some sort of boldness. Now, if you look at some of the texts that we have listened to, some of the books that we have read, I remember very well that when the president of the United States of America, President Obama, became the president, one of the books he wrote is known as Audacity of Hope. And everybody was buying that book and was reading it. People are looking at the importance of hope, audacity of hope. But tonight, again, God is giving us another topic, which is audacity of time. And when we look at the word audacity, what does it really stand for? It's some sort of boldness, a daring confidence, a conventional thought. And when we relate audacity to audacity of time, irrelevant to this topic, audacity of time goes like the importance of time, the authority that time has over men, the instances and effect of time in the life of man. The book of Ecclesiastes is written by Solomon. It was known, it was not known whether Solomon is the author, but it is clear that Solomon is the speaker. As a matter of fact, the Jews and the Christians, they believe that Solomon is the author of the book. Solomon thought about all that God had done for him. We all know Solomon very well. He's one of the kings in Israel. He reigned after his father David. He enjoyed riches. He was blessed. He was favored. He prayed to the Lord, and God blessed him with wisdom. And apart from wisdom, God gave him a lot of riches. So Solomon happened to be the richest man on earth, and no one has ever been like him. And no one will ever be like him. Now, what is the focus of this book? The focus of this book is that men, the focus of this book is telling us that men should lead and live godly and joyous lives. Though we are living in a world that is divinely condoned with a lot of mysteries, but then Solomon and the book of Ecclesiastes is trying to focus on how men should lead a godly and joyous life. Now, audacity of time means that there is time for everything, as it is, it was in the scripture, chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, that we have just read. I remember very well, while we were very young, they always talked to us about the importance of time, which I know many of us is very, very much aware of. I remember very well, they told us, they always let us know that time and tide waits for no man. We have been told again that time is an opportunity that has been given to us to live in this world. And the scripture made us understand that it has been given unto man to die only once, after which there is judgment. That is time right there. And again, for those of us who are in the teaching profession or counselor, we always talk about time management. Usually, teachers will tell their students about how to manage their time, how they have to manage their time to study, to prepare for examinations, and not that alone, to do something worthwhile with their time. That is what time is telling us. And if you go deeply to what Solomon is telling us here in the book of Ecclesiastes, the analysis is so full of abundance of meaning. When Solomon is telling us about the time, different time, different things that happen at different time in our life, that means there is something that is very important that we need to know about how do we spend our time. The book is telling us the true meaning of life. That is, there is good time and there are bad times to all. And, you know, this continues repeating itself in every generation. The time that is bad, the time that is good. No matter what, we cannot but go through this in life. But the opportunity we have is that every one of us that has God or Jesus Christ on their part, they have the opportunity to understand when they are passing through trials and tribulation, they are able to come to Jesus Christ instead of them to waste their time murmuring or running helter-skelter. They utilize their time to go into the Lord in prayer and pray to the Lord. And when they pray to the Lord, God is able to answer their prayer. Brethren, today, audacity of time is telling us, if you look at that verse 1, he said, verse 2, he said, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. So that there is time that we are born, and there is a time that we are going to die. But the time that we are born, no matter what our age look like today, no matter what stage we are at this point in time, have we been able to evaluate our time? How have we evaluated the time that we have spent on the face of the earth? Have we spent our time judiciously, or we have wasted our time? Have we spent our time according to the will of God, or we spend our time according to our own will? Have we allowed God even to guide us on daily occurrence of our life, even for God to give us the right way and the right path to go as we continue to wake up day and night? One thing we have to realize and understand is this: any time that has been wasted can never be regained again. So that Jesus Christ is expecting every one of us even to utilize our time even in the right way. When he was leaving the disciples, in the book of Acts of the Apostle, the Lord commanded them. He said they should go into the upper house and be there and fill with the Holy Spirit, after which they will be able to go out and preach the gospel and do the work of the gospel that he commanded them. Brethren, these people, they did not waste their time. They did according to the instruction of the master. They went to the upper house and they prayed. When they prayed, there was a miracle. When they come out with confidence. They come out with boldness. And everything was happening according to God's plan for them. And they were able to spread out to different parts of the world. And today, we are benefiting from their ministry. All of us are benefiting from their ministry. Why? Because they did not waste their time. They know the importance of time. They understand what Christ was telling them. Therefore, today, every one of us, God is telling us the importance of time in our life. Because when we have today, we will not have tomorrow. It is only today that is for us. And that is why Jesus Christ is knocking the door of every one of us. That tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow might not be my own time. Tomorrow might not be your own time. That is why time is very, very essential in all that we do. Again, if you look at that scripture that we have read, Solomon is making us to understand that man should make the best use of their time. That is, the opportunity God has offered to you, the opportunity he has given to you today, utilize it as much as possible. If you don't utilize it very well, it's going to be taken away from you. By the time Solomon has enjoyed the whole of this world, he enjoyed very well, he has many wives, he has many concubines. At the end of it all, he said everything is vanity upon vanity. He realized that probably he has wasted some of his time. He realized that probably he has not done what is right. He realized that he has not done something probably great in the face of God. Therefore, he came back and said, you know what? I need to tell people that they need to make use of their time. Time is very important in the life of the children of God. And again, Solomon is teaching us that as we continue to move on with God, there is time and season that has been appointed by God for our life. And that is why everything we are doing to the Lord, for the Lord, God is able to help us. All he wants us to do is that we need to stay focused. Our Lord is able and is abundantly able. He's the one that has created us. He's the one that has made us. He knows how things are going to happen in our life. But all we have to do is to surrender ourselves to him. Allow him to lead us in the right way to go. Allow him to guide us to utilize our time. He knows the thought he has about us. The thought he has about us is not the thought of evil. It is of good to take us to an expected end. But before that expected end will come, we will have utilized our time in the right way. We will have listened to God when he's guiding us. We will have listened to God when he's asking us to do something. And then we have to do it. We will have listened to God when we are going astray and he's drawing us back. There's no way for us, there's no need for us to waste our time. There's no need for us to stand there and continue to march on the same ground without making any progress. It is not the plan of God for us to be stagnant. He wants us to move. In the time of old, when he asked the Israelites to move, they move. They did not waste time. If Moses has wasted a little time, they wouldn't have been able to get their freedom from the land of Egypt. They did not waste time. They move along with God. God is expecting every one of us to move along with him. When he's calling us, when he's talking to us, all we have to do is to move with him. Because there is time and season for everything. That is why we need to walk. The Bible says we have to walk when it is day. A night is coming when nobody will be able to do anything. You will not be able to walk anymore. I don't know what your age looks like today. Maybe you are in the age now that you are very active for the Lord. Use the time very well. Walk for the Lord. when the day, when it is still day, a night is coming when you will not be able to walk anymore. And that is what Ecclesiastes Solomon is telling us here, that there is time and season for everything here on the face of the earth. Solomon is confirming to us that wealth, wisdom, success, they are not in your hands. That means you have them today, you might not have them tomorrow. Sound edge, you have it today, you might not have it tomorrow. Education, you have it today, you might not have it tomorrow. Knowledge, you have it today, you might not have it tomorrow. Therefore, now that you have it, how are you making use of it? Even when you are making use of it, are you using it in the way of the Lord, or you are using it in your own way? Therefore, brethren, the Lord is calling us. The Lord is telling us, special message tonight, that there is need for every one of us to use our time, to utilize our time in the right way, in the right manner, and according to the will of God. All the people of God, they use the time in the scripture. They use the time that God has given to them in the right manner, in the right way. And it was written even after them for good. And that's very, very important to us. In the book of James, chapter 4, chapter 13 to 14, this is one of the ways that a Christian conducts their time. He says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not that what shall be on the tomorrow, for what is your life? Is it even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanishes away? For what ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and do that. But now you rejoice in your boasting. Also rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth not, to him it is sin. Anything you want to do, let's make God first. Tomorrow I shall do this. Tomorrow I shall do that. When we place God first, brethren, the Lord is able to lead us and is able to guide us, able to do the right thing and at the right time. There's nothing that has been given unto us except it's ordained by God. But our time has been given to us to use and to be utilized according to God's direction. As we do that, the power of the Lord is able to uphold you, is able to guide you in the right direction. The Bible says that as many as possible who have been guided by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the children of God. When we allow the Spirit of God to guide us, to utilize our time, time will not overcome us. We will overcome time. We will have been happy. I say, Lord, I thank you because I'm able to utilize my time in the right way. My prayer is that the Lord who has created us, who has given us this time, because time is an instrument in the hands of man to be utilized in the right way. Time is an instrument. We have our watch, we have our table clock, we have our wristwatch, we have time everywhere, we have it on our computer, we have it, you know, now everywhere we go, we are able to see what time is. It's in our control. And God wants us to use this instrument, even to the benefit of our life, in the spiritual and the physical. And as we do this, the power of the Lord is able to help us, able to achieve a greater length, even in our ministerial work, in an individual life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Audacity of time, importance of time, significance of time is very, very important in the life of man. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. You all have heard, I know many of us from distance, from continent, I can see many people, listen. If you want your friends to hear about this, you can follow us on the Facebook, on Twitter. You can still listen to this podcasting, as we just heard, because I don't want to waste our time. Audacity of time. To everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. God is I am. Inhabit present. It's not past or it's future. It's occupy everything. If you are struggling, just like my speaker just told us, with time, and that you think, oh, have you been a half time? I could have done this. No, we don't have control over time. But you can run to the one that created time, that can bring what you have lost yesterday, because we can't live on yesterday or be in the future. And the certainty is that future is open and unknown. Let us commit it unto God. And let us try to rebuke procrastination. Like my speaker said, we have to be conscious of our time management. This is very important for us. As we have hope and living, we can see hope. And I thank my brother, my pastor, Pastor Lucani, for a great job on giving us enlightenment and awareness of our time management. Because we are not talking about the clock that's counting hours and minutes. We are counting about our progress in life. God is in control of time. And I'm very happy to welcome you for listening to this broadcast. And in 2 weeks' time or more, as you will see the email, we will host another broadcast, and it will be on reality versus perception. Until then, God bless you, and we will be expecting you on the next broadcast of this Internet Blog Talk Radio, host by Philip Genga Agishabe. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus, God bless you, and happy thing in Jesus' name. Bye.